like to call order the regular session of the Borough Mayor and Council for Monday, November 13th, 2017. It has been a long-standing tradition for many years. I'd like to invite everyone here to join the Mayor and Council in reciting the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Would you please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our first item of tonight's agenda is the regular session minutes from the meeting of October 23rd.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve the regular session minutes by council member is there any suggestions for changes or corrections? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Please let the record show that it's a 4-0 vote with council member Burrell in absence. The next is a few weeks ago we had a discussion here, regular session, about a proposed tattoo ordinance. And what I'd like to do tonight is recommend a 5-member voting committee to make recommendations to the mayor and council on what the tattoo ordinance should be for the town of Berlin. And there would be one non-voting member, and that would be Laura Allen, our town administrator, because as we have found with a lot of committees, you know, things, nobody likes to do the paperwork, keeping it organized and all that. And Laura certainly has that. That can do that very well. And also very, you know, can help with some of the administrative questions that must come up. As far as the voting members, I'd like to recommend to the council, First, brought this issue to our attention that we didn't realize is Matthew Amy. He's a Berlin artist and one of the owners of the Wooden Octopus Studio on Jefferson Street. And second recommendation is Dana Hellman. Dana's a native of Berlin and recently opened the Clear Light Studio on South Main Street, and he also is a Berlin resident. Third, I'd like to recommend long-time Berlin community volunteer and also member of the Berlin Parks Commission, resident Patricia Dufendam. And as 2 members on the council to help kind of steer what are the requirements that we need to do to make sure that we're meeting the code and that kind of thing, I'd like to recommend council member Zach Tindall and council member Dean Burrell. Does anyone have any questions or comments or suggestions related to this? Nominations.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept those names.
We have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to accept the nominees for what we're calling the Tattoo Ordinance Committee. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Please let show this 4-0. And the committee, Laura will get up with you. You all will decide the best time to meet, frequency, and all that. It's totally up to you. And then you can get back to us whenever. And again, if you want to have an interim report, that's fine. It's in your hands, and I think it's in good hands. So, just for the record, just so everyone knows, the idea of this tattoo committee is that this is new ground for Berlin, and we're not out to prohibit this art form, but we also want to be sure that, like we try to do everything else in town, that we do it well, we do it with pride, and we do it with a high level of professionalism. So I'm very confident that this committee will bring back those recommendations. So thank you all for accepting, and thank you, Council, for your point. Next is, excuse me, Motion 2017-36, motion to approve the exception to ordinance 2011-11, chapter 30-1, to allow the consumption of alcohol in non-glass containers within closed areas during six specified events in 2018. This, of course, has been the policy in recent years, and Ivy, I think you're going to take the reins on this one. Ivy Wells is our economic and community development.
Yes, sir. I think tonight first, for alcohol consumption. So we have six events scheduled for 2018 that do that alcohol consumption enhances the events, these particular events. One of them is the Berlin Jazz and Blues set for Saturday, May 5th from 12 to 6. The next is, instead of Mayday Playday, we've changed it to Reggae Playday for Friday, May 11th, and that is sponsored by Ocean 98. Berlin Jazz and Blues is sponsored by Berlin Chamber of Commerce. That is the Reggae Playday. It's Friday, May 11th from 5 to 9. Small Town Throwdown is sponsored by John Fager, Saturday, September 8th, 1 to 6. Fiddler's Convention, sponsored by Berlin Chamber of Commerce, Friday, September 21st through Saturday, September 22nd, with the times for Friday being 7 to 10 and Saturday from 12 to 5. And then the Oktoberfest and Fall Sidewalk Sale is sponsored by Berlin Main Street for Saturday, October 13th, 12 noon to 5. We've shortened it an hour. It used to be till 6. We decided to shave an hour off at the end of that. And then also sponsored by Berlin Main Street, the New Year's Eve Ball Drop for Sunday, December 31st from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Does anyone have any questions regarding the events or the dates and times for the six special events that are being recommended for exception to the prohibition on consumption of alcohol? And this is the same number of events we've had, I'll say, in recent years.
Right? That's correct.
There's no additions.
No additional.
Does anyone have any questions for Ivy? Any comments?
I just have a quick question. Because this says non-glass containers. Does that mean glass containers are acceptable?
No.
Okay.
It means anything but glass containers.
Okay.
And that's purely safety.
I was just curious.
No. We want people to know. Sure. Yeah, appreciate the question.
Has the Fiddler's Convention event always been an alcohol event?
No.
No? Would this be the first year of Fiddler's being an alcohol event?
No.
Oh, no. It has always, I don't know, I mean, it's 26 years old, so I don't know if it was in the very beginning, but.
Ever since alcohol, it has been.
Okay, because yeah. I was contacted by a constituent that asked about the fact that there were kids there, and they thought that this was a new thing for alcohol being accepted at Fiddler's, and I wanted to clarify that.
I think that it's been an alcohol event for at least 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was informally before, and that was one of the reasons this whole policy came about. Not the only one, but you know, sometimes you just got to do. And here's another thing I want to point out. All of our events, of course, the ball drop is special because we're going to have two ball drops this year, one earlier for kids, one later. But all these events are open to families. This is not rowdy time. This is not rowdy time town. And none of these events should be one with anyone who finds it, you know, socially appropriate to have an alcoholic beverage in your home or a wedding or anything. It shouldn't feel any different. Anyone who does get rowdy is simply escorted off the premises. And I think a lot has to do with expectations. And nothing is more powerful than the influence of other folks. It's our common collective expectations of each other that makes this work, and I shall certainly hope it continues along the same way it has for many years.
And if I may, there also seems to be a misconception that every event in Berlin is an alcohol event, and we only get an alcohol license for 6 events. I think we have close to 50 events per year, and I think the misconception comes from the Atlantic Hotel. That's their private property in front, and they're allowed to have a bar outside whenever they choose. You're not allowed to leave that area with alcohol, but so I think that the misconception is that you can always drink in downtown Berlin at an event, and that's not the case.
And there again, they have a special, and it's a sort of a rare license outside of Ocean City that they have a special license that allows that on-premise consumption, and they pick and choose the events, I guess, based on what works.
Correct.
But there again, it is, I call it roped off, taped off.
Yes, and they're very strict about that.
Okay. I appreciate making sure everybody understands what it is we're considering. Is there anyone who would like to make a motion regarding the proposed events, 6 events for 2018.
I'll make the motion that we move forward with 2017-36.
We have a motion by Council Member Tindall to approve motion 2017-36, which approves 6 specific public events in downtown Berlin for the year 2018. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Me.
Okay. The record shows a 3-1 vote, please. All right. And now the second part. This is the motion to approve the park events. And again, this is something, Ivy, that you're going to.
Yes. If you have in your packet, as I do, the highlighted events are the ones that will take place in either Decatur Park or Henry Park. And it. Would you like me to read
them? Yeah, read them.
Certainly.
And that way, obviously, anybody wants a copy, they're available.
Sure.
To make sure you get
them. Oh, sure. So April 21st is Cleanup Day. April 21st through 28th is Take Pride in Berlin Week. May 28th is the Memorial Day Parade at Henry Park. June 16th is a new event sponsored by Zena. And it's called ZenaFest, and that'll be at Stephen Decatur Park from 10 to 5. Our outdoor movie at Stephen Decatur Park on June 30th. Outdoor movie at Henry Park on July 14th. Outdoor movie at Stephen Decatur Park on July 28th. National Night Out at Henry Park on August 7th. Outdoor movie at Henry Park on August 11th. Touch a Truck on October 6th. We're moving it to October next year from 10 to noon. Bark for Life, November 3rd, 2018, from 12 to 5, and the Berlin Fall Just Walk for November 10th at 8 a.m. at Decatur Park.
Does anyone have any questions for Ivy regarding any of the
Excuse me, if I could just add something. So really what we're doing here is asking you to approve the park events and then accepting the list for the year for all of the events, because we did have a change in policy this year where you granted us the authority to take a look at the downtown events and go ahead at staff level and approve those that had good past practice experience with the town, and they all did. So,
and they all had to be submitted by, September 1st?
September 1st.
And the idea, that, again, being there's so much more logistics involved, so many more people plan their visits to Berlin, which I think is wonderful, based on our events listing that we're getting it approved now. Once it's approved tonight, then Ivy and her folks can begin doing the social media promotion and working with the hotels and motels in Ocean City, Chamber of Commerce, partially. And, you know, it's amazing how much more sophisticated this all is.
And having the wrap cards available for everyone that comes out for holiday shopping. So they can plan for next year.
Okay. So this is the event scheduled for the year, assuming that you go ahead and approve it. And from what I count, there's about 49 events here. I'd say about 21 require significant town services.
Now, Ivy, what was your experience this year with that new policy? Was it pretty receptive with the people that wanted to have events?
It was extremely. It was receptive, and it. What it did was that some of the new events, it encouraged the event promoters to really think their events through before they came to us, because there was a little bit more of thought that had to go into before you could just step into my office and say, let's do an event. And so there are a few new events. If Laura, if you wanted me to just, everything else is pretty much exactly the same. Reggae Play Day is just a little bit different than Mayday Play Day. It'll be reggae bands instead of some of the local indie bands. And then also, for June 23rd, we've combined the Believe in Tomorrow event with the bathtub races to make it more of an all-day family event, and also a fundraiser for Believe in Tomorrow, where the bathtubs could actually be lined up downtown, and there'll be a contest for voting for the best bathtub, and kids can take pictures with the bathtubs, and it'll also be a great children's event. The folks from Believe in Tomorrow, Wayne Littleton, I thought did an excellent job this past year in his event. So instead of having that at night, we've kind of combined the two to make it more of an all-day event. And then also, instead of just fireworks on July 3rd, working with the folks at the Taylor House Museum to do an old-fashioned July 4th celebration on the grounds of the museum with a barbecue and pies and some music. So that's going to be new this year. And I believe that is it for the new events. Yeah, that's it.
Any questions or comments from anybody on the council? We have a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Goyes to approve the events listing as for 2018 as proposed by Ivy Wells, our community developer. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? So we're seated. Right, next, we're now on item 4 of the night's agenda, and this is motion 2017-40, a motion awarding of the fire and EMS, which is Emergency Medical Services Study contract to Matrix Consulting for an amount not to exceed $26,000. Laura, I think you can make the lead.
Sure. We put out a request for qualifications several months ago, and when we do that, we advertise, we post on our website, we post to an online service called Manstar, and we also directly email to 5 or 6 firms that we know do this kind of work. So we sent these proposals out. We had about a 6-week turnaround time. Proposals came in at the end of October. We reviewed them. We had 5 solid proposals. Price range was from about $19,000 to $60,000. Mary, Jeff, and I reviewed the proposals, came up with the top 2 that we felt were complete, had a good balance on the project team, and they had a good understanding of the work that we were requesting in the scope of services that was identified in the RFQ. We then interviewed the top 2 firms, and tonight we're recommending that the council enter into a contract with Matrix Consulting, primarily because they have an excellent team, a good understanding of the situation, some of the challenges that we're facing, and they have excellent references and qualifications. All of the responders were required to commit to completing the project within 90 days of contract execution, and Matrix has said that they're willing to do so. The proposed agreement is in the packet. The town attorney has reviewed it and doesn't have any issues. I've also, for your reference, included the request for qualifications and a copy of their proposal.
And it's available for anyone.
And it's back there on the back.
Right there.
Fully copied with all the pages. Yes, sir. We did have some problems with the public packet with the copying, but it's all been fixed. It's on the table. So if there's any other areas you want me to identify or any questions.
Anyone have any questions, comments?
Just one thing. I noticed our fire chief is here. I just wanted to extend an invitation to see if he had any questions for us. Not put you on the spot, chief. I'll put you on the spot.
I'm okay if you want to. It's okay.
Do you have any
questions? No, I appreciate it. I'm just coming up to support this tonight, so I appreciate it.
Good. We're excited to be here. And we're looking forward to a very productive and partnership and collaboration.
I will do my best. can't speak for everyone.
We appreciate you being here, and please let the folks know we're just happy to be here, and we're committed to getting this done and getting it done right.
Well, no. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
to approve the Berlin Fire Company and EMS study by Matrix Consulting in the amount not to exceed $26,000. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Again, motion passed 4-0. Okay.
Can I, one second, sure. Quote Chief, please. We toured the Berlin Police Department today, and it's pretty much on close to completion. If you guys would like to tour that while we have the people on staff, I think it would be worthwhile.
Okay.
So if you could line that up with our staff, I think.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate the extension. Thank you. Okay. I have to get back to our monthly meeting.
Excuse me. Duty call, right?
Have a nice meeting.
Thank you. Alrighty. We're now on number 5 on our agenda tonight. That's a proclamation proclaiming November to be Municipal Government Works Month. I didn't know that municipal government works. So what is the protocol?
Typically MML puts out a call for proclamations that focus on the way that government works as part of the Banner Cities program. This is something we're required to do. I'm happy to read it into the record or not, depending on how you'd like to handle it tonight.
Personally, I mean it's the same, it's pretty much what we've done in the past, and we'll be posting it on the website.
And we highlight, every year we highlight some interesting things that we've been doing, one of which this year is the small water projects. It's really up to you what you read it as a
record. Is it all right to approve this by consensus? Okay. Thank you. No, and it doesn't mean to diminish its importance. It's just, hey, some nights we have a lot of details to go through.
Got it.
Maybe tonight is something of a holiday for everyone.
Do you need a motion?
Well, if it's by consensus. Yes. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Next is item 6, which is motion 2017-41, a motion approving the construction, administration, and inspection proposal from EA Engineering, Science, and Technology for the stormwater project that is now on the colors, beginning on Cedar, Maple, and Pond Street.
Yeah, I am. So I do have Darrell Kohler here from EA in case you have any questions about the proposal or the stormwater projects. But we are getting ready to accept bids for this Cedar, Maple, Pine work that's going to be coming to us next week. As part of that, what staff is recommending is that the town enter into an agreement with EA to complete construction administration inspection services for that portion of the work. The amount of that contract would be $73,635. This is consistent with the work that they've done on other stormwater projects. And as you know, they are a stormwater on-call engineer.
And that was enough. It was
$73,635. The town contracts with EA for these services because we don't have that expertise in-house, and generally we've been happy with the work that they've done. If you have any specific questions about the proposal itself, Darrell's here to answer.
And if this motion is approved tonight, when would the actual, work begin, and not in terms of the planning, the engineering?
Well, the engineering's actually been gotten going. Darrell, do you want to please come forward and just...
Because I think that's the thing, we get a lot of variety of questions, and just keep it as straightforward as possible, given we know this is multifaceted.
Sure. Darrell Kohler with EA Engineering. The engineering component is complete. The bids for construction are due next week, so we will be proceeding with the construction phase of this part and the final component of this funding portion.
That's wonderful.
Are they being done in the order that they're listed here?
Correct.
All in the other.
I'm sorry?
No. The streets.
It's all one project.
It's all one project. Mm-hmm. So it'd be a continuation of all the streets together.
Yes. This project is the stormwater on Cedar, Maple, and a little bit up Pine.
Okay.
William Street looks great.
Awesome. Thank you.
I'll make a motion then that we approve this amount of $73,635.
All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the construction administration and inspection proposal submitted by EA Engineering Science and Technology for
$76,635.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks. All right, next is our departmental reports. First is our Finance Director,
Navis Salih. Good evening. I don't have anything tonight. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Administrative Services Director, Mary Golden.
Just quickly, this past Saturday, the 11th, we held the Fall Just Walk event, despite it being by far the coldest day of the year so far. We actually had a very good turnout. We had 35 participants, which is about what we normally average, so it was definitely a good event.
Thank you. Next is Water Resources and Public Works Director, Shane Price.
I just want to say that we said goodbye to our Southeast Asian fellows this weekend. They were here for 4 weeks, and we thoroughly enjoyed them, and there was some great exchange of ideas and ideas professionally and culturally. So it was really a win-win for both sides, and now I can get back to my real job.
Better aspect of your
role.
Thank you. Next is Police Chief Arnold Dowling.
Nothing to report this evening.
All right, thank you. Next is Planning and Zoning Director Dave Engelmeyer.
Just one item, Mr. Mayor. Wednesday this week on the 15th, I'll be attending a meeting over in Sullenberg for Maryland Department of Transportation and State Highway Administration. All the localities have been invited for our access management meeting. Just get some updates on their process. They've got some new personnel in both authorities, MDOT and State Highway. So they have us all coming over on Wednesday afternoon.
Good. It's all good to do on a first name basis with the folks.
I've communicated with several of the new people, but it's good to put a face to it.
Thank you. Any questions for Dave? Next is Economic and Community Development Director Avi Wells.
Well, I think I'll make up for everyone who didn't have anything to say. good evening again, Mayor, Council. First, I'd like to thank Claude, and I'm not sure who Claude brought with him today, but they went to get the town Christmas tree in Denton today, and that will be set up probably tomorrow, and then we, along with Hattie Falk, will be decorating it, hopefully on Thursday. Thursday looks like it's going to be a nice day. I'm just going to work on that a little bit. So by next week, it should be decorated for the tree lighting, which is Friday, November 24th. The tree will actually be lit at 6 p.m., but the event starts at 4:30. I have a 25-piece orchestra coming. The Rehoboth Beach Band Orchestra is coming. They will perform, and the last 15 minutes of their performance, about 10 songs, will be a sing-along. I am working on a songbook that will be handed out. It will also you'll be able to download it off of the website for anyone who wants to sing along. And we also will be handing out the Shop Small bags. We're a partner with the American Express, the Shop Small movement. So we have 150 bags, which will have some goodies in the bags. We'll hand those out also on Friday, the 24th, for Small Business Saturday, which is the 25th. We're also going to be doing a story walk featuring the Mitten. A story walk is... the libraries do it sometimes in the parks, but we're going to go ahead and do it downtown. And each page from this book will be put in one of the shop windows. And it encourages children to actually exercise and be able to read a story as they walk and look at different shops downtown. And then they're also going to get a checklist. And when they check all the animals that fit into the mitten, it's a wonderful story. Everyone should read it. Once they check off the list, then they can enter that to win. I have three extra books, so the kids can win their own storybook, their own mitten. And Santa is visiting Berlin, not at the visitor center this year. On December 9th, Santa will be at the at House by Salvage from 12 to 4. And then on Saturday, December 16th, Santa will be at World of Toys from 10 to 2. Bless you. And then also for the parade this year, if you haven't heard, we have reversed the route. Instead of starting at the fire company and working its way south, we're starting south at the Welcome Center and working our way north. And Santa will be on the fire truck this year. And this year's theme is Peace on Earth.
Will the judges stand be in the same place?
The judges stand will be in exactly the same place. And the reason that I wanted to change it was because what we noticed by the time the kids are cold and there's a lot of kids and they start all the way down by the fire hall and they have to, they're judged on their performance in front of the hotel. And that's a long way to walk to wait to have to perform and they get cold and they get tired. So I figured it would be better for them to start at the other end and then they can perform right off the bat and then they can relax and have a good time the rest of the parade. And sometimes the acts would actually stop in the middle of the street and there'd be kind of a lag between the float. So hopefully this alleviates that, eliminates that.
What date is the tree lighting again?
It's Black Friday, November 24th. The orchestra will be set up on Broad Street between the hotel and Rains.
Great. Sounds like a very festive beginning to the holiday.
That's all I have. Thank Christmas. You. Yeah.
Thank you. Next is Managing Director Jeff Leetwood.
One quick thing. December 14th at 12 noon, holiday luction in this chamber. And we're from 12 noon until approximately 1:30.
December
14th. Saw that extra large shirt.
Are you doing the sweaters again? Different theme this year?
You can still wear sweaters this
we
year.
You can still wear sweaters?
Yes.
Mom, are you going to bring your fireplace?
Maybe.
It's too big.
It's too big, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Right.
I haven't
seen it.
Thanks.
I know.
That's
still
in
the
dog. I'll get in there with you.
All right, next is our town administrator's report.
The one I have for you tonight is a requisition for furniture. I'm going to let the police chief and Lieutenant Fisher, if you choose to chime in on the purchase of furniture for the new police facility. Chief?
Yes.
This is just one PO for. Majority of the furniture that's actually going into the building. We had an opportunity to go ahead and look at different vendors, and we had to learn that it's better to go ahead and go with a single vendor instead of trying to split it out. And again, National Business Actuator came in with the lowest bid with the equipment that we actually needed. So again, we budgeted for all this equipment that we've actually are asking for tonight, and we're on our way to getting a complete station.
Great station, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Lieutenant, anything to add?
Yes, sir.
You got all the
words.
And several of us were fortunate enough to go see, have a second tour of the latest update of new police headquarters this morning, and it was sponsored by the contractor and some other folks, and it's I tell you, I think it's going to be a source of community pride, and most folks will just be aware of the entrance. But I just want you to know, at a point in the spring, we haven't really yet, we will have an open house, and I encourage everyone to come out. I think it's going to be a source of community pride for generations.
So, with the motion,
yes, so now
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. I make a motion that we approve the $46,523.50 for new furniture and equipment for the new police station.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the $46,523.50 for the furniture for the new police facility. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The only other thing I would add is I want to thank all the employees, department directors, and folks in Berlin who were so welcoming to our fellows from Southeast Asia. They had a great time. They're going to be in Washington, D.C. for the rest of this week, and then they'll fly home to their home countries pretty much over the weekend. So thank you so much for supporting that program. That concludes my report.
I don't have any comments.
Do you? Three quick things. First off, Ivy, I love your ideas. Keep doing what you're doing. I love your ideas. They're awesome. Gene, thank you for fixing the bump on the road, regardless of what this reporter said. And one really important thing, and I wanted to address this to the chief and to Ivy. Do you think that we could look at the possibility of closing Main Street during the hours of trick-or-treating? I was successful for Washington Street, but I'd like the chief's input, the police input, and yours as well, Ivy, to see if we can't do that. It becomes a hodgepodge. There's still a lot of kids, the mayor, myself, my wife, I'm sure there are others up there, but those are the only ones I saw. With kids running back and forth, it's a lot. It is a lot, and rural can only do so much. If you could work with the chief, just get back to us and let us know if that's something that we could add, please. That would be fantastic.
I think what's happened recently to why you're seeing that is a lot of the shops didn't open for trick-or-treat on Halloween. They closed up. But since a lot of the shops are now taking advantage of the trick-or-treat, not taking advantage of, just sound wrong.
We're staying open.
No, staying open. Yeah. And with Island Creamery giving out free ice cream.
Exactly.
Victoria Charm now. I would agree with you.
It's a wonderful problem. These are the kind of problems I like to see us have, believe me. But if you and the chief could figure that out for us, that would be fantastic.
We've actually looked at it and we'll continue to look at it. One thing we know, we can't block Main Street and that just be it. We'll have to actually go all the way down Broad Street and we'll have to kick off quite a few streets. So okay. We'll look at how that layout would have to be and see how feasible that is.
Perfect. Your suggestion, Chief. Whatever.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Did
you have trouble getting ice cream?
I don't
need
ice cream.
You can have his share.
Yes.
No, motion is not necessary.
I have nothing to see.
Okay. Thank you.
I have one thing for the chief, and it might have been already taken care of. In Henry Park, we have a tennis shoe across the electric line. That's not a good sign.
Like, that goes back to Tim. We'll let him know. Yeah. Every now and then they go up, and as soon as we see them, we let them know, and they're going to take them down. But again,
I did look last night, and it was still there last time.
So they have fun trying to get them up there and get them stuck, so. Okay.
That's it.
Thank you. There's a park activity. I don't think it's on the official list.
That's right.
Do we have any comments from anyone in attendance tonight who wish to address the council on any issue or concern? Do we have any questions or comments from the press? I'll entertain the motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you so much for your attendance and your patience.
I like that. Efficient.
Very efficient.
We don't want to do it.